right, everybody. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome on this Wednesday, July 18th. Dave here, but not for long, giving the mic over to our intern, Mike. I guess he was born to do this. So any complaints, qualms, or disagreements with what you're about to hear, well, don't email me. It's all his fault. Here he is.
What's up, everybody? It's intern Michael here with your rundown of today's JDB podcast. Dave forgot what day it was. The boys became depressed by crunching the numbers on Amazon's CEO's payday. That time of the month just got sweeter with the new trend, period parties. John has the newest fashion trend, high-heeled Crocs. The wheel landed on Midnight Rambler by Rolling Stones for today's Long Song Wednesday. We had Donald Trump, Robin Williams, and Morgan Freeman stop by, as played by Frank Caliendo, and a happy National Hot Dog Day. So pop those headphones in, kick back, and enjoy today's daily podcast.
Not as good as Dave is feeling now that he found out that it's not Tuesday and it's Wednesday already.
Dude, what happens to your brain? Take a couple weeks off.
I know.
One week off.
It totally screws with you. And what's weird, and most people don't realize this. Okay, we get up ridiculously early to be here on time, and you're thinking we're complaining because obviously you're up, right? You're sitting there, you're riding your car, you're sitting in the kitchen having your cereal, whatever you're doing. Right. But you don't understand. Right. We've been up for a couple hours already. Right. And the real bitch of this is it really hits next week. Right. This week. But next week, your body's going like, oh, you're going to do this again. Huh?
I'll be thinking today's Monday next week.
Yeah. Well,
that's even better.
That's even better. 2 day work week.
Yep. The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
But speaking of money, did you hear about Jeff Bezos yesterday? The owner, founder, head muckamuck of Amazon.com.
Yeah, he's kind of rich, isn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of rich. $150 billion. Yes. The richest man in the world.
That's what he has.
That's
not what
he has.
Made yesterday.
Right? No, not what he made yesterday.
For Prime Day.
What he had. No.
A lot of shoppers.
No. But somebody did this. This company, RS Components, did this thing to figure out how much time it would take. So say you made $100,000 a year, right? How much time do you think it takes Jeff Bezos to make $100,000?
Now.
God.
Now. Just did it.
It takes actually a little longer than that.
Now.
I'll say several hours.
All right. 1 minute and 21 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I give up.
1 minute and 21 seconds.
You know what Amazon opened for when it hit the stock market?
Well, no.
$18 a share.
It was 1,800 a share yesterday.
100 times what it opened at.
Yeah, right.
Dave, you and I have been here for 20 years combined in the company. Have we made 100,000 combined?
I don't think so. I just crunched the numbers. Five more years.
Mark Zuckerberg has to work 3 minutes and 30 seconds for that.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh.
Wow. Warren Buffett, a man who could retire any second, right? Still, 6 minutes and 14 seconds, he'll make $100,000.
What a pauper.
Right? And Bill Gates, that lazy hump, right? It takes him 13 minutes and 6 seconds to make $100,000.
I'm feeling better now.
I know. It's just, you got to feel real good, right? Even better if you're making $100,000.
We'll crunch the numbers. Come back. Steve and I will do the math. Prepare to get real depressed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
So, Cindy.
Yep.
All right. This is one of those stories that makes me happy that I'm closer to death than I am, than I am from birth. All right. This is something that's going on around the country. All right, you're a woman with two girls, and I'm approaching this seriously.
Okay.
What do you think of the idea of period parties?
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Doesn't sound like a good
what,
idea.
Like Renaissance Fair?
No. Not like Renaissance Fair. Right. Like your monthly friend.
Oh.
All right. Right. Gotcha. According to this wave, parents are now throwing period parties for their teenage daughters.
No.
Right. Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. The party includes favors that have tampons, sanitary towels, and uterus shaped cakes.
Don't do that.
Yeah. All right. And,
why?
It's to kill the stigma of going through this, right? And there'll be other girls there, and they'll discuss things that you don't find out in sex ed, right? You know, but it's you know.
God. I threw a few period parties in college for my girlfriend. Oh, thank God.
Right.
Thank God.
Right. You know, so, I mean, what would your daughters think if you threw a period party for them?
I don't know. I'll ask them when I'm done working today.
Okay. Well, you know, because, there's a niche here. There's something that might be a way that, people outside of the family could even make some money on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah. What you need is what every party needs.
Hey, parents, want to throw the perfect period party for your daughter? Then rent a clown from Period Party Clown Rentals.
Hi, girls, I'm Crampy the Clown.
Our hilarious clowns will make your period party one to remember.
Come on, it's time to play Pin the Pad on the Lady.
Period Party Clown Rentals.
All right, ladies, I'm going to hop in my Kotex car and skedaddle out of here. And remember, at least you ain't pregnant.
Book your clown today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
No.
MGK.
Cindy, I realize it's hard to believe after Monday and the inverted jeans and jean shorts,
right?
For what was it, $480 and $375, right? That there could possibly be another fashion story, but guess what? Yep, there's one. And, I don't know, there's a chance you might be running out for this any moment now. All right, guess what they've come up with?
What?
You want to go to the Facebook page and take a look?
Yes, my computer's being really slow.
Oh, okay.
I know you're back from vacation. That's all I've gotten to so far.
It's okay. These are easy to describe, actually.
All right. Oh. Yeah, these are. Right.
Wait.
It's a whole new line of high heel shoes from Crocs.
Crocs.
I had the strangest feeling that this would appeal to her.
They look sort of comfortable.
All right.
They really do.
Yeah, no.
I don't hate these. I got to be honest.
Really?
Anything with a heel appeals to like a primal side in my manhood. It just works. Sorry.
Are you going to wear them?
All right. Yeah. What would you get,
David? I
want
to see a woman wear them.
Let's get David.
You freak.
I don't think I want to see a woman wear
them. It's a 2-inch heel and sole, and it's made of that same rubbery, spongy material that they make Crocs out of.
Uh-huh.
All right. And these are actually in your budget, Cindy. $80.
There you go.
$80.
Really?
There's only two choices of colors, gray and purple. That's that's one set, or black. Those are the only two that you can get.
That's right. I could have another 50 in my 50 pairs of black shoes. A pair of black shoes.
Although they're not available everywhere yet. So if you want, you can go on Amazon or eBay and pay three times as much for them. So
get a pair of socks thrown in.
Yeah, that's it.
Love that combo.
Socks and Crocs. Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Super sexy.
All right, knee highs and high heel Crocs. Wow, that's it.
I'm gonna have to sit down now.
I think the girls at the Delilahs are gonna be wearing that any minute now.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
The Wheel of Long Songs. Yep, there is that wheel once again. And the reason for the Wheel of Long Songs, if you've never encountered this before, is, well, in the morning, we don't get to play a lot of long songs. Basically, it's kind of like our preference because that way we can get more music in. But, we miss out on some of these songs. So we decided, let's put this wheel together, and at least once a week, we would get to some of these songs. And we'll start out, here's what's on the wheel this week. Money for Nothing, We're Not Gonna Take It from The Who, Roundabout from Yes, Green Grass and High Tides, Twilight Zone.
I'm feeling it today, guys. Right. I have a feeling.
L.A. Woman, Midnight Rambler, Life's Been Good, Jungle Land, Jessica, Kashmir, I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home, Abacab, and of course, the famed Listener Pick. A lot of people sent in texts, a lot of people called in, and we will pick one of those songs and put that up on the air. If that's what comes up on the wheel. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are you crossing your fingers for your Twilight Zone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's spin the Wheel of Long Songs and see what we come up with today.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
What's it going to be? Just missed Twilight Zone.
Oh, Midnight Rambler from the Rolling Stones. I have to tell you.
I can dig it.
I don't even remember the last time I heard this on the radio, period.
Is that right?
Last time, I can't remember. The last time I heard it, it was in my car, right? But, ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones and Midnight Rambler. You're going to sound good. Damn! Stick my knife right down your throat, Nick.
Ouch.
All right. Ouch. Well, no, you want a bigger ouch?
What's
How about this one? We got a text during the song that said, Little Flower Class of 80 prom queen Nancy Deal requested Midnight Rambler for her dance after she was crowned. Yeah, stick that knife down your throat.
That's pretty badass.
Oh, wow. All right. Long Song Wednesday and the Rolling Stones and Midnight Rambler. We've got a new open square slot, rather, on the wheel of long songs, and we'll fill that in for next week. If you ever got a suggestion for one, of course, you can always send it to us. You can text it in at MGK, MGK. As a matter of fact, you can text in. You want to be on the bright side later on this morning? You can text that in to MGK, MGK as well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
Joining us now for what is becoming a weekly phone call is the one and only Frank Caliendo, who will be at Punchline Philly this Thursday night. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Good morning, Frank.
I'm turning it into six times a week. You got to figure out which day I'm doing twice.
We had you on a couple of weeks ago. We had you on during our best of, and now here you are once again, finally coming down to this gig. Unfortunately, you won't be here in time to be live in the studio.
Yeah, I don't think I... Maybe I will. Last second, you never know. I might try and pop in. If you hear somebody knocking on the door around 8:40, it might be me.
Or it could be Charles Barkley explaining soccer to Donald Trump.
So this is what it's all about. People just stand around for like 2 hours. Nobody really does anything. And then you win 1-0.
Listen, I think that's a tremendous way to... I got a ball. I got a soccer ball recently from a dear friend of mine, Vladimir Putin, and he did an incredible job. He handed me the ball.
There's listening devices inside the ball. That's the KGB trick that they do.
I don't believe that. There's no way... Vladdy is a good, I don't want to say a good guy. I don't want to make people mad at me. Not me. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't care. Caliendo does. That's where the problems are, and that's where we're going to be. And soccer is the Vladimir Putin of Vladimir Putinism. I don't know. I lost my.
You lost me at hello, and you didn't even say it, knucklehead.
How about Robin Williams playing Fortnite?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, we have to understand this is post-mortem, don't we? Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. What in the world is going on? This map is getting smaller. I am. It's like Jeff Goldblum in The Flight. Really? It's not me. I don't even know where we are. Listen, we'll play doubles. I'll cover you. You ain't never had a friend like me. Jumanji! Here we go. I'm turning into an animal. That's even the part of the game. Who knew? Okay. Knock, knock. Who's there? I just won.
John Madden has a cooking show.
Yeah, I mean, this looks so good you could eat it raw. I mean, you know what? That happens every show. I think I'm going to make something. I eat what it's supposed to be before it gets done, and then boom. That's good when you're making cookies until you put, like, the eggs in. They say you're not supposed to eat flour, but a lot of people do eat the raw flour. But you think about all that stuff and realize it's not good when you're making meatballs.
Morgan Freeman meeting a Morgan Freeman impersonator.
Ah, how you doing there? Well, I'm doing pretty well. How are you, sonny? You sound familiar. Not sure exactly why that is. Well, I can tell you why it is, because I've studied your voice for years. Well, could you get me out of some of this trouble I've been in lately?
Lastly, Al Pacino, the gym teacher.
Okay. You guys all go get suited up, and I'm going to be in here looking at my computer. That's it. I'm not a very good gym coach. I gotta be honest. I'm more of a theater guy, which I know you were going against type, but I wasn't feeling it. Except for if I had a whistle, then maybe I could pull from that. If I could pull from, whoa, this is changing my, I got a whistle. And now I'm starting to feel it. Hey, run a lap. Tell me when you're done.
Frank Caliendo is appearing this Thursday night at Punchline Philly. One show only, 7:30. It's a great new show that Frank has put together. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Safe travels, my man. We look forward to seeing you here in the studio if you manage to pull that off.
If I can, I will. I'll be there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
I don't know if you know it, but today is a very special day.
It's not your birthday.
Nope.
Not Dave's birthday.
No, not Dave's birthday.
But both
of our birthdays are coming up if you're doing some shopping.
That's right.
I'm not.
All right.
Within a week of each other.
Yeah, I won't
so
be.
So prepare.
Okay.
So continue. Right. What else could it be? Anniversary?
Nope. That was Dave's anniversary yesterday.
That's right.
You didn't get him anything for that.
No, me neither.
I barely got anything.
Today is something we can all celebrate. Today is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, wow. Well, I know someone who will be celebrating that, and her name is Kristen Vassalotti. It's probably her favorite food besides chicken fingers.
My wife also. My
pathetic.
Wife loves
like
friggin'
children.
Hot dogs.
That's incredible. You don't have to spend anything for them.
Well, now, what do you think the number one topping is on hot dogs in America?
Oh, man. Just mustard, probably.
I'm gonna say ketchup.
Ketchup it is.
Is it?
Ketchup
people
it is,
love
yeah.
Their ketchup.
Yeah, I mean, it got 25% of the vote. Right, ketchup, chili, mustard came in third.
Oh, chili's in there! Wow.
Yeah. Cheese, good. relish, onions. I like onions on a hot dog, but I like the ones that when they steam them in that it's like a tomato sauce or something like that, right? As opposed to I don't like raw onions on a hot dog.
I'll go anyway.
I don't like onions on hot
anyway.
Dog.
Oh no, sauerkraut, mayo.
I'm surprised that chili got in there.
Right. No, I'm surprised that coleslaw got in there.
Oh, that's weird.
You go to Allentown. Chili's a way of life on a hot dog.
Yeah,
but you're whipping up chili. If you're just making a hot dog at home, I get restaurants and stuff. But if you're whipping up a hot dog at home,
that's true.
You also have to make chili.
So are you going to go to that hot dog place up on? You now?
Yakko's? Well, that's Allentown.
That's Allentown.
And Willie Joe's. Shout out to Allentown.
Okay. All right.
I might throw some on my pizza tonight.
Okay.
I had that recently. It wasn't
what?
That bad.
What?
Yes. Hot dogs on pizza, John. Don't knock it before you scarf it down.
I'll do neither.
It was at an Italian place that I had it. So.
All right. That doesn't mean an Italian made it.
A Sicilian place.
When Dave says he has pasta for dinner, he's eating SpaghettiOs.
Right. But you know what? Let's play tribute. Let's take a moment and pay tribute to the hot dog. We have our hip poet here this morning, and he will have his things to say. Remember, dude, when you enjoy it, snap your fingers on the plot, okay?
Hey there, juicy, lukewarm tube of meat. Ground up pig snouts, lips, and other animal trimmings. Stovetop, frying pan, microwave, grill. Footlong, dingle-dong, plump and steamy. Squirting a line of yellow mustard on your reddish-brown skin. Or maybe a zigzag of ketchup. Ballpark, picnic, all-American fare. Where are your buns? Hey, hot dog, I relish you.
There's only one song to play.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.